Welcome back, folks, to the Geezer Gus Presents comedy series. I'm so thrilled you tuned in. In today's comedy episode, we make another visit to the Fibber McGee and Molly radio show. One of the most popular and enduring radio series of its time, it ran from 1935 to 1956. This fun episode is titled, Fibber Invents the Cartable Radio. In this episode, McGee's latest get-rich-quick scheme is inventing the cartable radio, a cross between a car radio and a portable one. At that time, a radio was still a big piece of furniture in the living room. So, Fibber to the rescue. This episode is brought to you by our friends at CritterCaper.com. At CritterCaper, you can watch hundreds of pet and animal videos that will truly warm your heart. There are great pet care and training videos as well. So give CritterCaper.com a visit and start watching all the great, fun short clips of pets and animals. It's addicting too. Now, enjoy this episode of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vistas had a lot of million-dollar ideas in his time. Some of them were not so good, of course, but others were simply horrible. But he's got one now that looks like a winner. In fact, it's terrific. It's sensational. It's colossal. It's, well, it's Fibber McGee and Molly.
So, when this idea hits me in the middle of the night last night, I leaps out of bed, half asleep as I was, runs over to the dresser, grabs a piece of paper, and writes it all down.
Well, now, that was very intelligent of you, dearie.
You betcha.
Did you find the piece of paper this morning?
Yeah, but it didn't have anything wrote on it.
What do you mean?
I was so sleepy I'd used a nail file to write with. But this time I remembered, and that's why I got this package right here, kiddo. This is the greatest little invention since Eli Whitney started making gin out of cotton.
Eli Whitney did not make gin out of cotton, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
He just invented a machine to take the seeds out of them.
Well, they can leave the seeds in it for all I care. I prefer root beer anyway. Let me tell you about this idea, kiddo. Well, sir, I goes down to the war surplus store.
Oh, no, not another 16-man life raft.
That was a bargain, all right, but this is better. Look, what would you say if we had a radio in the car?
We have got a radio in the car. The kind that goes dead when you drive under a viaduct alongside a streetcar, near a power line, or past a policeman with a magnetic personality.
You didn't leave me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What would you say if we had a car radio that we could just lift out and carry away and use as a portable radio? Or just stick it back in the dashboard of the car again?
Why, that sounds wonderful. Whose idea is that?
Mine.
Well, then tell me over again. There must be something wrong with it.
No, sir. This is it, kiddo. This is the gimmick that's going to put us in a big paid-for house on the sunny side of Easy Street. Here, look. There.
What's that ugly-looking thing?
That, my dear, is an Army surplus radio. Six tubes. I'm going to rewire the car so I can just stick this radio in and use it as a car radio, or yank it out, switch over to battery, and use it as a portable. You are looking, Mrs. McGee, at the original McGee Cartable Radio. Cartable, get it? Combination of car and portable?
Dearie, I take back everything I ever said about you and your inventions. Or I'd like to if it wouldn't take so long.
Forget it, Snooky. In every generation, there's one outstanding genius that's had to endure the jeers of the high fly. Ah, but you're looking at a guy that's going to collect right off the bat. I'll have every car owner in the country screaming for a McGee Cartable Radio.
You will?
Boy, I can just see the Ford people tugging at my coat sleeves, waving $1,000 bills at me.
You can?
But do you think I'm going to grab the first $20 million offer they throw at me?
You better.
You said it.
Well, what do you do now?
Well, first, I see if I can work this Army radio. Now, let me see. Wonder how you turn it on.
Well, I never was much for electronics, Pet. But just as a suggestion, how about that little switch there that says on?
Well, that's worth a try, at least. And now, madam, with the very finger that will soon be digging bank presidents in the ribs, I turn on the first McGee Cartable radio.
What a moment in history.
Yeah.
Better make it 2 moments. Nothing is happening.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Listen.
WBTD. Calling car 15. For the 14th and Oak, a man creating a disturbance, that is all.
There.
Isn't that wonderful? Every squad car in town will want one of these radios.
I got a TL for you, Snooky. Every squad car in town has got one of them. Oh, well, I'll tune in some other station and see what I can get. Uh-oh, not a word about this to anybody now, Tootsie.
Okay, Chief, I'll keep it under my hairnet. Come in. Hello there, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, hi, Wimp.
Hello, folks. Oh, for goodness sakes, what a cute little radio, Mr. McGee.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Oh, it certainly does, Mr. Wimple. All you have to do is join the police force, get assigned to a squad car.
Easy, Molly, now, remember. Wimp, old man, I ain't dribbling this down Main Street yet, see, but you happen to be looking at the portable radio that's going to revolutionize the industry.
You don't tell me.
I'll say I don't, not till I get it perfected. All I can say is this is a car radio that is also a portable radio. Use it in the car or lift it out and take it with you.
He won't tell you any more than that, though, Mr. Wimple, for fear you might catch on to the idea.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be in the market for one anyway, I'm afraid. I've already got practically the same thing.
What?
You have?
Yes. The loudspeaker in my car usually gets right out and walks along with me, still talking.
Oh, you mean...
Yes. Sweetie face, my big old wife.
How are you two lovebirds getting along these days, Si?
Oh, everything is just going along peachy, Mr. McGee. In fact, Sweetie Face hasn't said an unkind word to me since Christmas Day.
Out of town, is she?
No, she caught the mumps.
That's pretty tough, Wimp. The mumps is something I wouldn't even wish on Sweetie Face.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, it wasn't exactly what I wished for either, but it's better than nothing, I guess. But I've got to get downtown, folks. I'm getting Sweetie Face a little sickbed present.
Oh, how thoughtful. What are you going to get, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, isn't very much, really. I'm just going to get her a quart of the sourest, puckeriest pickles I can find.
Heavenly days, isn't that awful? Pickles for the mumps. Why, she'll leap up and jam them all down Mr. Wimple's own throat.
Well, that'll be a neat switch. A pickle in Wimp. Oh, well, I got no time for other people's troubles right now. I gotta get busy and make us a few million bucks.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if you did make a lot of money, dearie? I wonder if a mink coat is very warm.
If you get cold in a mink coat, kiddo, we'll buy you two mink coats. Now, let me see here. This switch here turns it on. There.
There's a mink coat in the wind at the Bon Ton that I just love. Yeah. The most beautiful mink coat I ever saw.
WBPD. WBPD. Calling car 15. Go to 14th and Oak. A man creating a disturbance. That is all.
Hmm. Seems to get only one station.
Can you leave it turned off long enough for me to call my dressmaker, dearie?
Sure. What do you got to call her about?
A new lining in my old cloth coat.
Billy Mills and the orchestra, and Pass That Peace Pipe. We'll be right back.
see. If I put this here wire there, and that there wire here, then this here wire hooks onto that there wire, which puts this here wire there, and that there wire here. There. That ought to do it.
Well, how are you getting along, dearie?
Just got about it rewired, Molly. Now, wait just a sec. Aha! Now listen to this. There.
WVPD. WVPD. Calling car 15. Go to the corner of 14th and Oak. A man creating a disturbance. That is all.
Red a thing. That surplus store, give me a bum set. That's what they give me a bum.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. Do you love fun t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies that make a statement? Well, at tdazzle.com, we have hundreds of fun designs so you can share your love for anything from hot rods, surfing, pets, holiday-themed, and many, many more fun topics. Give tdazzle.com a visit and shop cool tees, hoodies, and many more items. That's tdazzle.com. They make our program possible. Now back to our program.
Well, now, if they sold you a set that can only get policemen, they should have come right out flat-footed and said so.
Don't worry, kiddo. I'll get it. Don't you worry. I just got to go by this diagram, that's all. Simple as ABC. If NBC will pardon the reference. And if they give me Hail Columbia, I'll give it right back to them, which will make it mutual. I'll have this thing fixed before...
Come here. It's Mr. Williams, the weatherman, McGee. Come right in, Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Hi.
Ah, rewiring a radio, I see. May I help?
You know how to wire a radio, Foggy?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was in college, I built a wireless set with which I could get the British Broadcasting Company any time I liked.
Well.
Heavenly days. You got Britain? Where did you go to college, Mr. Williams?
Oxford.
I knew you had a streak of British in you, Foggy. I knew it just the other day. Remember when I was sorting a bunch of clothes we were sending to the church?
Yes.
How did you know he was British from that, McGee?
Maybe you didn't notice, kiddo, but I said something about the church will be glad to get this stuff. And the minute I says Churchill, Foggy leaps up and salutes. Hey, incidentally, they really have some bad fogs over there, don't they, Foggy?
Oh, they do indeed. Yes, I was walking through Piccadilly one night.
Walking through it? You mean that stuff they sprinkle on a hot dog you were walking through? My God.
No, dearie. He said Piccadilly, not Piccalilly. Piccadilly is a district in London.
Oh, yeah, Piccalilly.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Anyway, I was walking through Piccadilly one night with some relish, I might add. And a sudden fog came up. In 10 minutes, it was so thick that Big Ben did not sound 9 o'clock until almost 10:30. The sound could not penetrate the fog until it cleared slightly.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the forecast for Wistful Vista, Foggy? You heard anything?
Yes. I just got word this morning that we may expect a cold wave here in July.
In July, Mr. Williams, a cold wave?
Yes. Yes, Mrs. Williams has a sister in the Navy. She's coming home from Alaska in July. According to her letter, she's the coldest wave that ever wore a white cap. Well, good day, probably.
Back to work, McGee. Every minute you waste is a hunk of 20 million bucks. I gotta adjust this condenser.
What in the world is a condenser, McGee?
Well, you see, when a radio shoots an electrical impulse or wave out through the chloroform...
Ether.
Yes, ether, a wave, or an impulse. It goes out into the form of a long wave or a superheterodyne, see?
Oh.
So when it hits the receiving set, it passes through a condenser which squeezes it into a short wave. Thus, the grid leak, which...
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. Glad you came in, boy. You were a little late. You see this little radio?
Can't come in till the door opens.
You see this little radio?
Yes, I see the little radio.
Well, he's got a great invention, Mr. Wilcox. Really has.
Yeah. A great invention is a pretty mild term for this radio, kiddo. This will be the greatest step forward in the automotive industry since a girl's knees were made safe by putting the gear shift on the steering wheel.
Well,
what is it, pal? What is it?
Well, go on and tell him, dearie. I'm kind of excited about this myself, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, here's the gimmick, Omaha. It's a car radio, you see, but removable. You yank it out of the car, turn it on the dry cell batteries, and zingo, you got a portable radio you can take any place. The McGee Cartable Radio. You slap it back into the car, lock it in place, and you got a car radio. And if there's some programs you want to miss, leave it at home and you got an extra glove compartment.
Pal, it's wonderful.
Thank you. I think so.
Well, I can just picture the day when I'm riding along with my car radio on. I hear a well-modulated voice say, "Ladies, do you have spots before your eyes? Spots that the children have tracked in on your kitchen floor?"
Oh, but McGee, it means...
Then I park my car, yank the radio out, and the voice continues as I carry it toward my office. "Do you suffer from worn and faded linoleum?"
Now look, Junior, that ain't what I was...
"Try Glowcoat. I can hear the voice saying, Johnson's self-polishing Glowcoat."
"What other kind is there?"
"Yes," the voice will be saying as I carry my McGee Cartable radio into my office.
Look,
"Johnson's self-polishing Glowcoat will banish that scuffed and seedy look from your faithful old linoleum and help to restore its pristine luster and loveliness."
"Yeah, but what that kind
of..." "No rubbing, no buffing. Pour a little out, spread it around in 20 minutes or less.
Look, you've got..." "Look, Waxy."
"Yes, Cartable. I mean, pal."
"I'm going to make $1 million on this thing, Christine. How'd you like to be my private secretary? Quick, Junior, yes or no? I got to have men around me who can make decisions."
"Okay, no."
"Oh. Mr. Wilcox, what an opportunity you have passed up."
"I'll say."
"Yeah? Look, pal, when you've been in business as long as SCJNC, Inc. of Racine Wiss, ask me again. As the airmail pilot said when his motor conked out over Mount Whitney at 3 a.m., no more fly-by-night stuff for me. Sorry, chum. So long, Molly."
"Thanks."
"Oh, he thinks this is fly-by-night stuff, does he? Hand me that pair of pliers, Molly. By George, if Fritz Chrysler don't order one of these for every one of his 1949 models, I'll be..."
"Dearie."
"Hmm?"
"Fritz Chrysler is a violinist."
"Yeah? Well, if he plays along with me, he can have his own orchestra." "Now, let me see. Ah, there, I got it. Just like the diagram says. Turn it on, kiddo."
"All right. And don't think I don't appreciate the honor, McGee."
"That is..."
"WVPD, WVPD, calling car 15. Go to 14th and Oak. A man creating a disturbance. That is all."
"Ah, now. Hand me that diagram again."
"I can't. It's printed on the radio."
"Oh, my gosh, it is, isn't it? Well, then what have I been using for a diagram?"
"Well, I don't know, unless..." "What's that paper under your elbow?"
That's a sample of the wallpaper I was going to get for the..." "Say... that does look kind of like a radio diagram at that, don't it?" "Oh, well, as I always said, one setback don't make a rocking chair." "Now then, where's my screwdriver?"
"Come in." "Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer."
"Hello there, kid."
"Hi, Oldtimer." "If I hook the amplifier tube to the power output..." "And
what you doing this time, Johnny? Breaking up what?"
"Well, he's rebuilding a radio, Mr. Oldtimer."
"Yeah, I'm practically inventing a new radio, Oldtimer. McGee's Cartable Radio, combination car and portable."
"Is that so, Johnny?"
"Yeah."
"I love radios. I remember when I was just a young feller, my mama said she liked to have a crystal set for her birthday. So I bought her one."
"A crystal set?"
"Yep, necklace and four earrings."
"Four earrings?"
"Mama had awful big ears. We made quite a celebration out of Mama's birthday that year, though. Papa said he was going right downtown and get her a big surprise."
"I love surprises."
"Yes, sir. And sure enough, in a couple of hours, her surprise come, addressed to Mama with a big tag on it. Took four men to carry it in the house."
"What was it?"
"Papa."
"Oh."
"Of course, I've watched radio grow up, kids. When I was a youngster, radio hadn't even been invented yet."
"Yeah, when you were a youngster, they hadn't even invented people."
"Yeah, that's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it."
"No."
"The way I heard it, a farmer says to his wife, 'Say,' he says, 'you were talking in your sleep last night about Wallace starting a third party.' 'No, I wasn't,' says the farmer's wife. 'I just heard the chickens raising a ruckus, so I riz up and says, well, I wonder what's got into our Henry.' Well, so long, kid."
The King's Man and I'm a-comin' a-courtin' Cora Bell.
"I'm a-comin' a-courtin' Cora Bell. Got a 40 plover stuck in my lapel. With a horseshoe in my pocket and a rabbit's foot as well. I'm a-comin' a-courtin' Cora Bell. keep up my courage, Cora Bell. Gonna speak up to your pappy for a spell. I'm gonna mention my intention of a honeymoon hotel. I'm a common, a courtin' Cora Bell. So it's giddy-up, giddy-up, Sylvester, don't you dare to stop. Cause underneath this double-breaster beats a heart that's about to pop. I'm a craving, caressing Cora Bell. I'm a counting on some kissing in the dell. Let it thunder, let it lightning, let the rain come down pell-mell. I'm a coming, a courting Cora Bell. I'm a coming, courting
Cora Bell.
Cora Bell.
Get up, silly.
Got a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe in my pocket and a wishbone as well, cause I gotta be lucky when I come a-courting Cora Bell. So it's giddy-up.
Hi-yo, Sylvester.
Giddy-up. Don't stop, cause underneath this double-breaster is a heart that's a-going clip-clop.
Clippity-clop.
Flip-flop.
Oh, flippity-flop.
Hippity-hop.
Hippity-hop.
About to pop.
I'm craving, caressing a Cora Bell.
Caress me, Cora Bell.
You know you got me counting on a lot of kissing in the dell.
Over yonder in the dell.
Let it thunder.
And let it lightning, let it rain. Pell mell, I'm a coming courting irregardless of the weather. Do tell me I can be a steady fella, won't you?
Can have her, I don't want her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat. She's
How's the radio coming along now, McGee? Got it rewired yet?
I was just about to try it out, kiddo. Listen to this now.
Oh. WVPD, WVPD, calling car.
No, that ain't quite it yet. But I got an even greater idea than I had originally.
Doesn't seem possible.
It is, though. Look, I can already get shortwave on this thing on account of all police calls are on shortwave.
I thought police calls were all on a crime wave.
No. No, that's just newspaper talk. Now then, it's a simple matter if we get local shortwave to get foreign shortwave. Catch on to it? So when I get this baby finished, we'll have a portable car radio that'll get any broadcast in the world. Overseas, even.
Heavenly days.
Yeah. Now then, let me see this diagram again. As soon as I fix the frequency...
How did you break that?
Break what?
The frequency.
I didn't break it.
Well, you must have.
Huh?
It was fixed when you got it.
No.
See what it says down the corner here? It says Model B fixed frequency receiver.
Yeah, but...
So if it was fixed when you got it, you must have
No. Let me explain, kid.
All right.
A fixed frequency set means a set that the set frequency is fixed, you see. Some of the fixed frequency sets are set so the frequency is frequently fixed for a freak frequency. Or, in other words, if the freak frequency is too frequent, then the frequency you fix has to be fixed for an infrequent frequency, which is fixed.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Now tell me about television.
Well, television is an entirely different frequency. You see?
Come in.
Hmm.
Oh, it's Dr. Gamble, McGee. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, my dear. Hello, Dipper Mouth.
Hi, Pullman.
Pullman, dearie?
Yeah, he's the guy people are always calling up for birth reservations.
You will excuse me, Button Beezer, if I fail to explode with mirth.
Hmm.
That is a very weary bit of whimsy as far as I'm concerned. But why are you taking your radio apart? A peanut tube is not edible, you know.
Don't try to tell me anything about radios, you lumpy old assafidity bag. I was wiring up 20-tube superhets when you were still trying to pick up your own pulse beat on your cheap graduation stethoscope.
Oh, he really has a wonderful invention for radio, Doctor. Tell him about it, McGee.
Yeah.
I'm sure the doctor can keep a secret.
Well, if I can't, I'm in the wrong business, my dear. I've heard more confidential whispers in my time than a speakeasy peephole.
Well, briefly, Doctor, I'm about to go into the manufacturing business. McGee's Cartable Radio, combination of car and portable. Radio for your car, then you can unhook, lift it out, and carry it around with you.
You know, it hurts me to say this, Buster, but for once, I think you have a sensible idea.
You betcha.
Yes, you better drop in and see me tomorrow. This is not normal.
Not only is it a combination car and portable radio, my fat friend, but the McGee Cartable will be able to get foreign broadcasts from overseas. Just as soon as I make a few more adjustments here, now. Pliers?
Pliers.
Screwdriver?
Screwdriver.
Tire tape?
Can't find it.
Don't need it. Now, let's see. Aha!
Well, you think you found the trouble, dearie?
Yeah.
You see, Doctor, he had a little difficulty with it before. All he could get was the Wistful Vista police broadcast.
Oh, see if you can get Romania, McGee. I want to see why King Michael quit.
I can tell you that, Fatso. They twisted his army. Well, she's all hooked up, kids. Now, wait till you see what I get this time. That's different.
Préfecture de Paris, Préfecture de Paris. Ici, donnez-moi bicyclette cams.
My gosh, did you hear that? We got Spain. That was Spanish.
That was French, stupid, huh? And keep quiet. I studied medicine at the Sorbonne in Paris.
Alert, alert. Ici, donnez-moi bicyclette cams. Au coin de la rue de la Paix et de la rue du Chêne, il y a un homme qui fait du scandale. C'est tout, fini.
Was it really Paris, Doc? Was it really Paris?
What'd he say, Doctor? What'd he say?
Yes, it was Paris,
well,
all right.
What'd he say?
And as near as I can translate it, he said, Paris police calling bicycle 15. Yeah. Go to the corner of Rue de la Paix and Oak. A man is creating a disturbance. That is all.
That is enough.
That is too much.
I hope you enjoyed this latest Geezer Gus Presents episode. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode. Please check back often, and make sure to subscribe to my podcast, so you won't miss the new exciting episodes. In the meantime, scroll up or down to find other exciting episodes to listen to. Don't forget to visit geezergus.com to see and listen to all the program categories and episodes. I really want to say a special thank you to all of the Patreon supporters for helping to keep Geezer Gus Presents online. Your support is truly appreciated. Thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye for now.